So we've been talking a lot this hour about the community within restaurants, but just as important is the bigger community that restaurants are a part of. Take the India Club, for example. It's this totally nondescript place in the center of London, two flights up from the street, but it turns out to be a vital center for the British Indian community, and it even played a role in India's fight for independence. And now, it's fighting for its own existence. Reporter Meera Sharma has the story.
On a bustling stretch of the Strand thoroughfare in central London, between elegant hotels and former palaces, there's a nondescript black sign that says, simply, India Restaurant, second floor. A creaky, dimly lit red staircase leads the way, and just when you think you're in the wrong place, a door appears. On the other side, light streams through huge bay windows and glints off pendant lamps. Diners surround tables laden with big bottles of Kingfisher beer and steaming bowls of curry. On the mustard yellow walls, there are oil paintings of Gandhi and other mid-century Indian political figures. Classic Hindi songs drift from a radio in the kitchen. This is the India Club. It opened in the early 1950s, and since then, has remained basically frozen in time. Yadgar Marker manages the restaurant.
As you can see, everything is all 1940s and 50s. We haven't changed anything at all. The whole ambience of this place is of that particular period.
From the formica tables, so old they're trendy again, to the prices, astonishingly cheap for this part of town, to the food, a hodgepodge of dosas, biryanis, and regional stews, cooked just like the original chef did nearly 70 years ago.
So he passed on his recipe to the previous chef, and this chef has actually passed it on to my current chef. So the recipes and the dishes are still the same, they're just being passed on.
But what some call vintage, others might call shabby. The India Club, one of London's oldest Indian restaurants, may soon be no more. The landlords, a company called Marston Properties, recently applied for permission from the city council to revamp the place and potentially turn it into a boutique hotel. In response, Marker started an online petition entitled Save India Club. So far, it has nearly 17,000 signatures.
And we've been getting a very good response, a very positive response from the public. We knew that there have been people coming, but suddenly this has brought in a surge of people very keen to voice their opinion.
It's a familiar story in so many places. Beloved old haunts being replaced by shiny new ones, gentrification driving out the mom and pops. In London, which is full of slick Indian fusion restaurants and replicas of mid-century cafes, the India Club is refreshingly authentic. But the case for saving it is about more than just nostalgia. The restaurant has intersected with some of India and Britain's most dramatic history.
A big question mark has been written across the face of India. The Congress Party, led by the now-interned Gandhi and President Azad, made use of hooligans and agitators to press for a mass civil disobedience campaign. They professed passive resistance to the threatening invader.
The India Club has its roots in the India League, an organization led by V.K. Krishna Menon, who was a passionate campaigner for Indian independence.
When India becomes a sovereign democratic republic, I send my warmest greetings to all our countrymen abroad. In the long and eventful annals of our country, this day will have a special place.
I think he's probably most well known for being somebody who was really a thorn in the side of the British establishment.
William Gould is a professor of Indian history at the University of Leeds. He says that in the 1930s and 40s, Menon and the India League were crucial in galvanizing British public opinion against colonialism in India and lobbying the government for the cause.
He was, I think, described at one point in his career as the second most powerful man in India. He was very eloquent, articulate, very forceful personality, you know, somebody who was seen as something of a sort of problem for the British establishment.
August the 15th, 1947, Independence Day for India. In London, the flags of the new Indian Union flutter over the headquarters of India and Pakistan. An era has ended.
After independence, Menon was appointed India's first High Commissioner to the UK, essentially an ambassador. During that time, he opened the India Club to succeed the India League. Its co-founders included Jawaharlal Nehru, India's first prime minister, and Edwina Mountbatten, the last first lady of colonial India. It was meant to be a gathering place for politicians, activists, intellectuals, a place that would, quote, cement Indo-British friendship and be a hub for Indian affairs in the UK.
It would be an act of vandalism, as far as I could see, if they were to destroy it. They can't.
Kusum Vadgama is an octogenarian optometrist who has been coming to the India Club since the 1950s, when she moved to London as a student.
I was out of place, without family, without a soul in this country. I didn't know anybody at all. And apart from going to college from Monday to Friday, what do you do over the weekend? There's no telephone, no television. Then I discovered that there was this India Club, and you could go there and eat there and meet other friends. So I went there, and I used to go there almost every Saturday.
But not just because it was a taste of home.
I was interested in history, and I was a freedom fighter myself, almost chucked out of the school because of my independent views about shouting at British and saying Jai Hind and all that. And to see some of these people that you read about in history books, and there they were, that excited me.
Over the last 6 decades, Kusum wrote for an Indian newspaper, attended lectures, learned traditional dance, organized campaigns around various diaspora affairs, all at the India Club. She says it isn't just a historical relic. It's still relevant today.
More than a symbol, it has been an active, pulsing heart of Indo-British relationship.
You know, the multiculturalism of London is represented by such places as the India Club.
Historian William Gould.
It's a pivotal part of our history in the UK. And I think, you know, particularly at the moment when there's a lot of imperial nostalgia and thinking about the effects of empire on the UK, given what's happening with Brexit, you know, I think it's quite important for us to sort of think about the influence that these post-colonial peoples have had on the UK.
In addition to the online petition, India Club manager Yadgar Marker and his team are asking customers to send in their memories of the restaurant to build an even stronger case for its public importance. They have also applied for the building to be listed as a historically important landmark. Of course, the club is on a street filled with far more expensive restaurants and hotels, and the allure of real estate may overtake history. Now, it's up to the local city council to decide its fate.
It should be done on a basis of understanding between the two parts.
Kusum Vadgama.
I don't want to have a quarrel. I don't want to fight because, you know, we are friends. You know, just let us be there. We are not doing any harm. The irony of it is we fought the British for 200 years and now they are fighting for us to get out of India Club. That's not fair. So I just feel that, look, we put up with you for 200 years. Can't you do that for another 200 years?
Meera Sharma produces The 85%, a podcast about the changing global order. And we have a recipe for you from the great Indian cook Madhur Jaffrey. Find her orange and radish salad on our website, splendidtable.org.